and I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says it would be a disaster for Russia if it chooses to invade Ukraine. Speaking at a White House news conference Wednesday, President Biden said he does not think that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants war with the West. Biden said, "Do I think he'll test West, the United States, and NATO as significantly as he can? Yes, I think he will. And I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for if he doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost." The president said that Putin had a stark choice, de-escalation and diplomacy, or confrontation and consequences. Russia has 100,000 troops stationed along its border with Ukraine, and the United States and its NATO allies are concerned that Moscow might be planning to invade its former Soviet state. Russia has denied it is planning to invade, but has demanded guarantees that Ukraine would not be allowed to join NATO, a demand that the United States opposes. Voting legislation that U.S. Democrats and civil rights groups argue is vital to protecting democracy has been blocked by a Republican filibuster. The vote was expected, but it's still a setback for President Biden and his party. After a raw emotional debate, Democrats immediately pivoted toward a Senate rules change to push past the filibuster, but that too was expected to fail. Biden has been unable to persuade two holdout Democratic senators, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, to change Senate rules to pass this bill. Advocates warn states are making it more difficult to vote. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. A Haitian wanted in the assassination of the country's president was arrested in Miami, Florida on Wednesday after being extradited from the Dominican Republic, according to a U.S. Justice Department official. Rodolph Jarre will be the second person to stand trial here in the U.S. in the death of Jovenel Moise in July of last year. A retired Colombian soldier, Mario Palacios, was charged on January 4th for his alleged role in the killing. More than 40 people have been arrested in connection with the attack, but much remains unknown, especially who ordered it. The assassination deepened a dramatic crisis in Haiti, which is suffering from a lack of security, soaring gang violence, and a spate of kidnappings. Telephone service between Togo and other countries was partially restored Wednesday, according to mobile phone network provider Digicel. But the company that provides cable service said full internet connectivity will probably take at least 1 month. Togo's government and its Togo Communications Corporation did not immediately comment on the country's communications status. Communications with the island, a nation of about 100,000 people, were cut off Saturday when an underground volcano exploded, killing at least three people, according to officials, and contaminated much of the country's drinking water with ash. New Zealand said Tuesday it would send water and essential supplies to Togo by air, but ash covering the main runway at Togo's airport delayed the shipment by at least a day. The United Nations Secretary General said Wednesday he was delighted to hear there is now a demonstrable effort to make peace in Ethiopia after more than 14 months of war, but he gave no details. Antonio Guterres' statement on Wednesday came after a call with African Union envoy following the envoy's latest visit to Addis Ababa and the capital of Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region. A new U.S. envoy for the Horn of Africa, David Satterfield, is set to meet with Ethiopian officials on Thursday. Ethiopia's war has killed an estimated tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. The U.S. says some 900,000 people in Tigray, which has been under an Ethiopian government blockade since late June, face famine conditions. And former President Donald Trump legal troubles intensified Wednesday. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that he cannot use executive privilege to shield hundreds of pages of documents related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol from a congressional committee and panel to investigate its causes. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.